This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Pixis, an AI-powered full-stack marketing platform, raises $85 million. By Kyle Wiggers. Pixis, an AI-powered platform for brands to monitor and orchestrate their marketing campaigns, today announced that it raised $85 million in a Series C1 round led by Turing Capital with participation from Grupo Carso, General Atlantic, Celesta Capital, and Kiritai Ventures. The funding brings Pixis' total raise to $209 million and comes at a time when marketers are showing an increasingly acute interest in the potential for AI to enhance their in-house ad efforts. A majority of marketers report having already incorporated AI into their daily workflows, according to a recent survey by the Conference Board, and most expect further adoption of AI to improve productivity. To wit, Pixis claims to have crossed $50 million in an annual recurring revenue mark this quarter, with a customer base eclipsing 200 brands, including DHL, Joe & the Juice, Sears, and Swiggy. Having grown 140% year-over-year in 2023, Pixis expects to achieve profitability in Q4. We've observed a palpable shift in organizational priorities post-pandemic, Pixis co-founder and CEO Shubham Mishra told TechCrunch via email. There's a heightened emphasis on maximizing profitability and ensuring sustainable growth. It's not merely about weathering the storm anymore, but about thriving in the new normal. Years ago, Mishra and Pixis' other co-founders, Hari Valiath and Vrushali Prasad, met at the Birla Institute of Technology and Science in Palani, Rajasthan, India. The three were researching generative AI, specifically AI to create art and model assets for games. But once they realized how large the addressable market for AI and marketing was becoming, Mishra, Valiath, and Prasad decided to pivot. Together, they built a prototype to generate marketing assets, which caught the attention of a large bank chain. From there, Mishra, Valiath, and Prasad started laying the groundwork for a full-stack marketing platform for generating assets, dynamically targeting customers, and monitoring the performance of campaigns in real time. That full-stack solution became Pixis. Companies, irrespective of their tech proficiency, are looking for tools that can drive results without incurring significant development costs or steep learning curves, Mishra said. AI is especially powerful for marketers because there's no one set of rules, outcomes, or actions that are applicable across every brand, publisher, or platform. Pixis' platform can be divided into three core pillars: targeting, creative, and performance. On the targeting side, Pixis uses AI to identify, and ideally convert, audiences for a given brand, product, or ad campaign. On the creative end, meanwhile, Pixis can generate assets including texts, images, and emails. And when it comes to performance, Pixis offers automated ad bid and budget pacing tools that attempt to mitigate the impact of short-term fluctuations and seasonality. Each brand that works with Pixis gets its own set of customized learnings trained on the brand's marketing unique data and objectives, Mishra says. Pixis uses these learnings to support its automation and creation tools, also structuring the learnings to deliver them back to the brand in the form of insights and strategies. With our AI engines trained on a brand's performance data, Pixis distributes budgets, finds audiences, and generates assets both within and across marketing partners, Mishra said. This gives our customers the ability to find and execute delivery actions while dynamically allocating and reallocating spend, aligning the brand's media budget, target audience, and creative assets around patterns discovered by our AI engines. Now, that's a lot of jargon, and this reporter wonders just how Pixis is applying generative AI to create marketing materials. After all, generative AI, whether in-house or third-party, has a tendency to make up facts and go off the rails in other unexpected ways. Mishra emphasized that Pixis has manual overrides to steer its AI when necessary, and that it takes a fine-tuning approach to better control the content that its models create. I'd hope that Pixis encourages human oversight of the platform's generative AI features, but I can't be sure, having not been given the opportunity to test them myself. Pixis seems intent to forge ahead on the AI front regardless, recently launching a chatbot tool called Pixis Analyze that lets users ask questions related to campaigns, marketing data, and various AI actions. The company's larger, more ambitious project is Creative Studio, an editing suite for fine-tuning media output by its generative AI models. Creative Studio is available to Pixis' current brand partners and will launch for new customers next year, Mishra says. Our platform pays for itself and improves profitability through unlocked budget efficiencies and time savings that get reinvested back into the business, Mishra said. The demand for efficient, scalable, and customizable AI has surged, and our products align seamlessly with this new emerging need. Mishra says that the proceeds from Pixis' latest funding round will be used to support Pixis' R&D, expand its infrastructure to reach more publishers and ad networks, and build strategic product and business partnerships. In the near term, Pixis plans to expand its staff of 350 people, focusing on the sales and business development teams in North America and Latin America, and take on debt in Q4 for a potential acquisition. Mum's the word on which business Pixis could acquire.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.